trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Tosca. She lives for art, but she'll die for love. Lyric Opera presents Puccini's Tosca on stage January 24th through March 14th. A fiery opera star is in love with a rebel artist, but he's hunted by a villainous police chief who'll stop at nothing to capture him. How far will a desperate diva go to save the man she loves? Immerse yourself in the passion and the beauty of one of the greatest operas ever written, all set to Puccini's stunning music. Tosca at Lyric Opera. Tickets at lyricopera.org.
Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Chicago Wolves host a sports career fair this Thursday before the game. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
The reason for this management restriction is to try to protect me, too. It's not to point any fingers or anything like that. We just got to do what's best for me and for the team, and I think we're going to be just fine.
Bulls star Joakim Noah with his first public comment since the Bulls lost to Oklahoma City over the weekend, the one in which Noah was on the bench at the end of the game because of his minutes restriction. The Bulls don't want Noah playing more than 32 minutes a game. He's averaging just short of 31 minutes per game this season. He has exceeded that limit 22 times this year. The Bulls host Indiana tonight. No Rose, Butler, or Gibson. The Bulls are 2.5 games behind Cleveland in the Central. Hockey Blackhawks play the Rangers tonight at Madison Square Garden. Hawks have won 3 straight, outscoring opponents 12-4 during the streak. They are 4 points behind second place Nashville in the Central. Football, the Bears signed former Chiefs long snapper Thomas Stafford. Former Panthers defensive end Greg Hardy signs with the Cowboys. Baseball, Cubs lead the Dodgers 5-4 in the third. Chris Coughlin goes deep. Reds over the White Sox 1-0 in the third. College basketball, Syracuse announces Hall of Fame coach Jim Boeheim intends to retire in 3 years. Former Northwestern head coach Bill Carmody, reportedly the new head coach at Holy Cross. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you. NewMailMedical.com. College hoops coverage on The Score is brought to you by Sam Adams for the love of beer. And your Chicagoland Jiffy Lube stores. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com for big savings. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Volkswagen of Highland Park.
Boars and Bernstein.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yes. Yes, we have. 401, Boars of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7, The Score. And since I didn't get to it in the second half, I'd like to keep on time there because it's important. Otherwise, you make people mad. We don't stay on time. Was Frank Kaminsky the best player in college basketball this season?
See, if you're talking about him as a college player.
That's why I said a college. That's all I can give him right now.
I certainly would not take him over Jahlil Okafor, but I'm not going to call you crazy for thinking that he was a more effective college basketball player. You're allowed to think that. I'm not going to. Yeah, I may disagree with you. Somebody else might disagree with you, but I don't think it's insane.
No, I'm not saying it's insane because I like Frank Kaminsky, but I mean, I'm not even, Jahlil Okafor to me is clearly a better player, and that includes his college versus college.
And it's hard with the Kentucky guys because of how many of them there are. You know, if you put Willie Cauley on a team where he's not trading off these waves of minutes with guys and you give him the ball.
Plays, yeah.
Right, you give Willie Cauley-Stein the ball somewhere every single time. you know, you, there's an argument
he's
there.
He's dangerous.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he's great on defense.
Oh,
I mean,
my God, yes.
You don't even need – he's one of those guys, like many of the Kentucky guys, because you don't see a lot of them because he has a second squad to kick your ass to. You don't see as much of him as you should, and you would ordinarily say, oh, my God, look what this guy can do. He you talk about a rim protector, here he is. Here, are you looking for one? There he is.
I'm always looking for one.
Yeah, there he is. Unfortunately, they have other terrific players on the team. He doesn't get his just due. But I, you know, look, if you're saying to me, hey, numbnuts, and I would say, yes, what is it? We're gonna put together a college basketball team, and I've got Willie Cauley-Stein here and Frank Kaminsky. Well, I'm taking the rim guy. I'm taking the big guy. I'm taking the guy that's going to make your life miserable for you. I'm taking the guy that does all kinds of stuff on a team that doesn't give him a ton of minutes and doesn't have to because his backup pretty damn good too.
Carl Anthony Towns?
Yes. Oh, I love him. Mm-hmm. I love his game. So, I mean, no, I like Frank Kaminsky. I like his whole story. I like his father, Frank Sr., and the cleverness in renaming his kids. All of that. I like all of it. The whole story's great.
Yeah,
it's just not true.
He's a really good player. He's critical to what they do, and he's going to have a long, unspectacular NBA career.
Yes.
Right?
Eating basketballs.
But it's okay. He's going to have a long...
I'm not looking ahead.
Successful, lucrative, and painfully unspectacular NBA career.
I'm not looking ahead to the NBA here. Because this, I mentioned this because, and I'm going to break down all the brackets for you tomorrow. You can, that's what we're supposed to do tomorrow when we're out.
Yeah.
And we will be out. I will break down every bracket for
you.
Sure.
Okay.
If you want me to, I can break down every one.
Not particularly.
Depends if you're really in the mood. Or you want to talk some of your nonsense? You got to talk about my guy in Peoria.
Just come on, dude.
Come on,
Aaron
dude.
Shock.
But I
know
he's
your private personal photographer who's oddly also in photos with you. Just get married, you know? Just say that he's more than your personal photographer. Change your positions on all your anti-gay stuff and just kind of make it normal and everybody would have a lot more respect for you. Because right now, nobody has any respect for you.
No, nobody has any respect.
Because you're lying to everybody about everything.
And again, you got busted on something you would have never had not been brought to people's attention. And when you do that, when you spend $40,000, you shouldn't, to decorate your own office.
And then you turn in a car with 80,000 miles on it and you claim 170,000 miles. You're not supposed to be allowed to do that.
You're not supposed to do that either. Then it opens you up to everything, including the pictures you apparently like to take, sweaty pictures of you working out.
Just come on. And it just I can't stand anti-gay governmental officials who are actually probably gay.
There's something wrong with that.
So
fundamentally, there's an issue.
And Aaron, it's okay. It's okay.
It isn't.
Don't worry about that part of it. Just say, you know what? I need to come clean on something here. And then I think it'll, maybe life will be a little easier for you.
Coming clean on nothing. Anyway, I just think that, I understand how important he is and how good they are and all the others. I don't think he's the best player in college basketball. And that includes this year and last year and other years as well. And I know we can only judge this year. And I think what it is actually at this point in time, it's a better story than any other one out there. It is. I mean, when you read a story and you're all of it about him and he was, you know, nobody wanted him and he was benched and all the other stuff as a kid, you know what I mean? It's like this rags to riches kind of thing as a basketball player, as an athlete. But he just wasn't that. And I don't know why, I don't know how to, it's so loosely defined, like player of the year. He's the player of the year. Sometimes I 100% get it. Absolutely, I get it.
You feel it, you know it.
I know it. This time I like him. I don't feel it, and I certainly don't know it. That's all I can say.
I have a second half item I was going to bring up as well. And that is the fact that it looks like we're getting some support, overwhelming support, from NHL general managers to go to 3-on-3 overtime. And I say,
I saw that, yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Anything that is more likely to result in an actual goal and end the shootout silliness.
Yes.
Agreed. Please do that. That would be preferable.
I would think that would. I'm not a hockey expert. We have plenty of them around here, but I would think that would help that issue because And I know people love their shooter. And Blackhawks, they're fun to watch in a shooter.
But they'll be more fun to watch in 3-on-3.
They would.
Everything you enjoy about that.
You're in trouble against them 3-on-3.
Right. You'll have your breakaways. You'll have your individual moments.
Hockey tips.
And the same skills will benefit you. You just don't have everybody lining up and doing all
that. That's his hockey tip. That's not mine. His issue is this. Not mine. I'm just contributing to the conversation. Okay. I'm not a hockey expert.
You're a goaltending expert.
Right, and now I'm in jeopardy with this 3-3.
Yeah, this isn't good for goaltenders at this point. But I think it's a great idea. Go ahead. I don't really see a downside to it.
Not
because if all you're doing is increasing the opportunity that you're going to have somebody actually scoring a goal during actual hockey play of some kind, or something resembling actual
hockey play
that isn't some tacked on skills competition.
Right.
Fine. Go ahead, do it, and I'm for it. And
let's love it.
Yes.
But as long as they're embracing it, then you know it's going to happen. Because that embrace means it all. It's going to happen.
I don't know the history of NHL rules changes. Is that true?
Yeah, I think it does. I think when you have that many people who say yes, 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 nobody's going to say, no, I don't think so.
And we got an answer to one of our questions before about what the Dallas Cowboys are going to say about the Greg Hardy acquisition and how you make sure you craft a message there. Teddy says, here's what I expect Jerry Jones to say later this week about the Greg Hardy signing. We examined Greg's history in great detail, and this was not an easy decision to reach. However, we feel that this young man will relate perfectly to the running back we just acquired via trade, Adrian Peterson. Well, that's still...
That's
still a possibility.
That's a great possibility. Yeah, that's certainly there. I don't know what's going to happen on that exactly, but that's certainly possible. But Hardy is... I mean, again... Hell of a player. I think there was only three teams interested in him, I want to say, at least openly. And, I think the Cowboys feel like